news. We're going to be in chapter 19 this morning of Revelation. Estaremos hoy en el capítulo 19 de Apocalipsis. And we're getting to the famous passage of the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. Okay? In fact, it's the Battle of Armageddon. Entonces estamos llegando, hermanos, al pasaje famoso de regreso de Jesucristo a la tierra, hermanos, y la guerra de Armagedón, que muchos aún los incrédulos hablan de estas cosas. Even the unbelievers speak of the Battle of Armageddon, you know, the battle of all battles, okay? Even they know about this and use it in describing huge battles. Anyways, in the past century, brothers, humans have come to believe or were believing that human history was progressing towards a man-made utopia, okay, where everything is going to be peaceful, everybody's going to be prosperous, and life is just going to be great around the whole world. But ha habido creencia en los últimos 100 años, hermanos, por razones del progreso de las economías y por la tecnología y cosas así, hermanos, que la humanidad iba progresando hacia una utopía, hermanos, donde todos iban a estar felices, todo iba a haber paz, iba a haber prosperación por todo el mundo, hermanos. Pero recientemente hemos visto, hermanos, en las guerras mundiales, y no han cesado de las guerras, hermanos, ya dos guerras mundiales. Recently we've seen a change in that kind of thinking because of all the wars, brothers, that are coming to the nations. Economic, political, moral disintegration. También ha habido desintegración económica, política, moralmente, hermanos, por todo el mundo. And but the Bible teaches, brothers, that one day there will be peace. One day there will be a kingdom, a utopia. But before that ever happens, the Bible says things are going to get unimaginably worse. Okay? Unimaginably worse. And that's what we're looking at right now as we're going through Revelation here on earth. Y la Biblia dice que sí, va a haber tiempo cuando todo va a estar perfecto y va a haber paz y justicia por todo el mundo, pero dice que antes de eso las cosas se van a poner imaginablemente peor sobre la tierra. And the only things that can fix this evil, brothers, is the return of the rightful king of this earth. Okay? Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lo único que puede arreglar todo esto maldad que está sobre la tierra, hermanos, es el regreso del rey que le pertenece esta tierra. Cuando Él regrese, nuestro Señor Jesucristo, hermanos, se van a arreglar las cosas. So last week we looked at the wedding, okay, the marriage of the Lamb. Miramos la semana pasada la boda del Cordero, okay, that there's going to be a wedding. Not exactly how we do it between man and wife, okay, because the Bible uses human marriage to try to describe what that relationship is going to be between the church, okay, the global church and the Lord Jesus Christ up there in heaven, okay? So we won't be putting on veils and things like that, okay? So it's completely different, but it's going to be a union, permanent and holy, between His people, the church, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Entonces va a haber, miramos el estudio de la semana pasada de la boda del Cordero, cuando la iglesia se va a tener una unión, como si fuera una boda, una unión con Jesucristo, que va a ser permanente y santa, esa relación inquebrantable que vamos a tener con el Señor para siempre. Okay? And that was a wonderful, but we saw that also the marriage supper will be afterwards. Okay, and the Old Testament talks about this supper, okay, this banquet that'll be on earth, okay. So that'll be somewhere else, okay. I don't think it's gonna be in heaven. Entonces pero la cena del Cordero, hermano, va a ser quizás sobre la tierra. Porque están invitados muchos, ¿eh? Muchos que no están en el cielo todavía, pero van a ser resucitados, ¿eh? Van a ser resucitados toda esa gente. So today we're gonna talk about the return of the King of Kings. Vamos a hablar sobre el regreso del rey de reyes, hermanos, sobre la tierra. And we're going to be starting in verse 11. Estamos empezando en el versículo 11 esta mañana, hermanos. So, we're going to see, brothers, as we look at verses 11 and 13, that Christ's glorious arrival shall be as king over the earth. He's not coming mounted on a donkey and humble, brothers. He's coming glorious, victorious on a war horse, on a white war horse, okay? With the sword of his mouth ready to deal out vengeance. So, miramos, hermanos, que cuando llegue Jesús, llegará glorioso, y será como rey sobre la tierra, hermano. No va a venir montado sobre un pollino de asno, hermanos. Va a ser como rey montado en un caballo de guerra, blanco, hermanos. Como un rey. Yeah? So let's look at the verse here, starting in verse 11, chapter 19 of Revelation. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, those like crowns. It says, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself, and he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. You know that title is the Lord Jesus Christ. For John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 talk about that. Dice aquí Apocalipsis 19, del 11 al 13, y vi el cielo abierto, y he aquí un caballo blanco, y el que lo montaba se llama fiel y verdadero, y con justicia juzga y hace la guerra. Fíjate, sus ojos son una llama de fuego, y sobre su cabeza hay muchas diademas, o son coronas, ¿verdad? Y tiene un nombre escrito que nadie lo conoce sino él, y está vestido de un manto empapado en sangre, fíjate. Y su nombre es el Verbo de Dios. El Verbo, como dice primero en Juan capítulo 1, en principio era el Verbo estaba con Dios, y el Verbo era Dios, ¿verdad? Y sabemos, ese es Jesús, ¿verdad? Es Jesús. So, let's look at, make some observations about these three verses. Vamos a hacer unas observaciones sobre estos tres versículos. First of all, the white horse, yeah? The white horse, miramos el caballo blanco. And this portrays him as a victorious conqueror. It portrays him as a victorious conqueror. That's what the meaning of the white horse is. Mira, el caballo blanco donde viene montado lo representa Jesús como un conquistador victorioso. It was said that the Roman generals who came back from conquest, back to Rome, they would go through the main thoroughway, all the way to where the emperor lives, to the palace, whatever. And, they would lead their army, brothers, riding on a white horse, representing victory, And, everybody would throw things at them, like flowers and, you know, things that represent confetti, whatever it was, to celebrate the victory of the coming, commander or general. En los días antiguos, en los tiempos de romanos, venían los generales que venían victoriosamente de conquistar, regresaban a Roma guiando enfrente de su ejército con montado en un caballo blanco, hermanos, y todo el pueblo, la ciudad salía para festejar y tirar flores y cosas para celebrar el regreso del victorioso del ejército, hermano. And so Jesus said, hey, that's how we do it here in heaven too. And he's doing it the same, brothers. He's doing it the same. And then it also mentions here the character of the king. Mira, y también habla aquí del carácter del rey. And that is still in verse 11. And he says, he who sat on it is called what? Faithful and true. That is his character. And that enables him to righteously judge and wage war because he is faithful and true. Dice sobre el carácter en el primer versículo 11. Dice, el que lo montaba se llama, ¿qué? Fiel y verdadero. Y con justicia juzga y hace la guerra. Él es fiel y verdadero. He has been faithful and true, brothers, to his word. Okay? Always, never failed. Every promise he's ever made us will come to fruition, brothers. Will be shown to be true. Vamos a ver que Jesús, hermano, siempre nos ha hablado la verdad y ha sido fiel en decirnos la verdad y lo que Él va a hacer. Se va a hacer real, hermanos. If he said he's coming back, brothers, he's coming back for his church. Yeah. Si Él dijo que iba a regresar por su iglesia, Él va a venir por su iglesia. If he says he's coming back to earth to wreak vengeance on those who oppose him, brothers, and his reign and his kingdom, then he's coming back to wage war. Entonces, si él dice que él va a regresar para atrás a la tierra a vengarse de sus enemigos para establecer su reino, él lo va a hacer.
He's faithful. There's not a single promise that you can claim, brothers, that will not come true. All you got to do is believe it. That's all you got to do. I believe it because God said so.
Si Dios ha dado una promesa y tú la quieres para ti, simplemente di, yo lo creo. Yo lo creo, Señor, porque tú lo dijiste y eres fiel y verdadero. Eres fiel y verdadero.
So, that's his character. Okay? But we also see something about the king's appearance in verse 12. Okay?
Y miramos la apariencia de este rey que viene montado en su caballo en el versículo 12. En el versículo 12, it says his eyes, this number one, the first thing he mentions is his eyes. The eyes of wrath, brothers. His eyes are a flame of fire. A flame of fire.
Y dice sobre los ojos de este que está montado sobre el caballo, dice que son ojos, ¿qué? De ira, ¿verdad? Porque están llenos de fuego, como llama de fuego.
I don't know, brother, what that would look like.
That there's flames coming out of your eyes, you know. Or is it like a flame? Probably like a flame. So, but those are the eyes of wrath. I don't ever want to see the Lord look at me like that. Okay?
Yo no quiero que el Señor nunca me mire con ojos de llama, hermanos. Porque para ti y para mí son ojos de amor y de misericordia.
In contrast to what he's looking, those whom he's looking at, to us, his children, he looks at us with eyes of love and mercy. Eyes of love and mercy. It's amazing what the eyes reveal about what you're thinking. You can look at somebody, you know what they're thinking, because you can see in their eyes. Yeah, in the eyebrows.
Es interesante cómo podemos adivinar lo que alguien está pensando, mirando los ojos, mirando las cejas, cómo las tiene, ¿verdad? Todo eso son los ojos. Y hermanos, esos son los ojos de misericordia para nosotros y de amor. Pero para ellos, hermanos, va a ser de ira.
Love and mercy are the eyes for us, brothers, who are children who have repented, who have loved Christ by obeying his word. Those are the eyes for us, but for them, it's eyes of what? Vengeance, fury.
That also mentions the crowns, okay? And on his head are many diadems. He says, sobre su cabeza tiene muchas diademas, many crowns.
It was a practice in those days, in the old days, brothers, when one of the king's armies defeats another king's armies, is for to take the crown off the defeated king, and he would place it on himself.
Yeah, la práctica en los días antiguos con los reyes peleaban contra reyes y sus ejércitos. El que estaba derrotado le quitaba la corona y el victorioso se la ponía a él. Se la ponía a él.
And then the clothing of vengeance. Yeah. The clothing of vengeance.
Aquí está la vestidura de venganza.
Mentions here that. And written. It says in verse 13, he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood and his name is called the Word of God.
Dice, he's y está vestido de un manto empapado de sangre.
We read, brothers, previous chapters how that the grapes of wrath were filling the vats and they were being trampled outside the city. Okay, John saw this. It was representative and symbolic of what would happen at the Battle of Armageddon.
What would happen at the Battle of Armageddon? Hablamos previamente en otros capítulos antes que las uvas de ira estaban llenando la tina grande y estaban pisoteando las uvas de ira, hermanos, fuera de la ciudad. ¿Sí? Y subió el jugo o la sangre hasta donde está el caballo.
And the blood would rise up to the horse's reins, right? Is what is said back then.
So, brother, there's going to be a lot. It's just anticipating what is going to happen in a moment.
This is the clothing of vengeance.
And last, the title of absolute authority, divine authority. Luego se le dio el título de autoridad suprema, hermanos, y divina.
He's got a name, which is above every name, brothers, the Word of God.
Okay? The final authority and everything, about, over all the universe. Y el nombre sobre todo universo, hermanos, es el que es la palabra de Dios. Él es el verbo de Dios. La última palabra en todo el universo.
Absolute authority.
It's funny. God wanted John to see these things about Jesus as he was coming. Quería Dios que Juan viera todas estas cosas de su hijo Jesús cuando él vaya llegando a la tierra. Now Christ will come with his armies of heaven. And behind Christ is the armies of heaven. Y atrás de Jesús, de Cristo, vienen los ejércitos del cielo. Los ejércitos. Look at verse 14, en el versículo 14. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. Were following on white horses. Los ejércitos, dice el 14, que están en los cielos, vestidos de lino fino, blanco y limpio, se le seguían sobre caballos blancos. So we know angels wear white, brothers. A lot of times they're mentioned, okay, when they appear to people, white. But also the saints are referred to when the, especially in chapter 19, when the bride has made herself ready and it was given to her to wear linens white and clean, okay? So there's the same description of the church, okay?
Y sabemos que en la Biblia los ángeles están vestidos de blanco. Cuando describen cómo están vestidos, de blanco. También la iglesia mencionaba que la novia del cordero se le dio vestirse de lino blanco y fino. Y es lo mismo que está diciendo aquí. So since it says there are armies coming down, plural, there are at least two armies. At least two different kinds of armies, we might say. Siendo que menciona ejércitos, que es el plural, hermanos, que es más de uno, podemos decir que hay por lo menos dos ejércitos. First, we know, okay, the holy angels, for sure. Sabemos que los ángeles santos seguramente van a estar siguiendo a Jesús. Van a estar siguiendo a Jesús. Let's see what it says in other scriptures. In 2 Thessalonians 1:7, it says there, and to give relief to you, Paul says, to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire. Okay? So the angels will be viewed twice, once when the rapture, and the second time in his second return to earth. Okay. Según el Tesalonicenses dice, versículo 1, y los dará alivio a vosotros que sois afligidos y también a nosotros cuando el Señor Jesús sea revelado desde el cielo con sus poderosos ángeles en llama de fuego. En llama de fuego. Van a aparecer dos veces los ejércitos de ángeles, hermanos. Primero, cuando venga por la iglesia, los ángeles le van a ayudar a Jesús a recoger la iglesia. Pero también aquí, cuando él regrese a la tierra, va a venir con los ángeles. The second army. El siguiente ejército is the Holy Church. Es la iglesia santa. There can only be one church, really. Yeah. And it's the Holy Church. There cannot be any other. There cannot be an unholy church, a worldly church, okay? A carnal church. There can only be a holy church. Y la siguiente es la iglesia santa. La santa iglesia, hermanos. Y no puede haber iglesias mundanas, carnales. Solo iglesia santa. Solo iglesia santa. Let's read 1 Thessalonians 3:13. 1 Thessalonians 1:13. So that he may, talking about God, may establish your hearts without blame in holiness. There it is. Before our God. That's what he's doing right now, brothers. Establishing our hearts in holiness. Getting it firm in living holy lives. Okay? Before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints. Okay? When he comes, he's coming with all his saints. That's after the rapture. There has to be a rapture for him to come with all his saints. Luego dice, 1 Tesalonicenses 3:13, a fin de que él, Dios, afirme vuestros corazones irreprensibles en santidad. Ahí está la iglesia santa. Es lo que está haciendo ahorita el Señor en tu vida. Moviéndote a que seas obediente y creas en el Señor, confíes en el Señor y seas, ¿qué? Seas afirmado en santidad delante de nuestro Dios y Padre en la venida de nuestro Señor Jesucristo con todos sus santos. En la venida de Jesucristo, ¿con quién? Con todos sus santos. Es la iglesia. ¿Eh? Va a venir con todos sus santos. Y ese es el segundo ejército. That is the second army. It'll be us. Those who have repented and trusted and followed Christ in this life, we will be coming with him. Okay? And it says here, how? Coming with all his saints. Wait. Let me read. Did it say the horses? Oh, yeah. We're on horses, too. Yeah. It says, these armies, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. There it is. Yeah. That's got to be a lot of horses up there in heaven. Okay. Y dice que vamos a estar montados sobre caballos blancos también. Yeah. Y vestidos de lino fino y blanco y
y limpio le seguían sobre caballos blancos. You know what that's saying, brothers? That because Jesus is victorious and conquered over his enemy, we are conquered. We are victorious with him. We ride the white horses just like I could do all of you. We gotta live victorious lives.
Diciendo, hermanos, que estamos nosotros sobre caballos blancos, significa que nosotros también somos victoriosos junto con Jesús. Somos victoriosos en esta vida, siguiéndolo por fe, obedeciéndolo, tratando de vivir una vida victoriosa en Cristo y no derrotada. Seremos dignos de montar caballos blancos.
Isn't that a wonderful thing that we are conquered victorious? All you gotta do is trust and obey. Trust and obey.
Creer y obedecer. Lo único que te...
Yes, you get to ride the white.
Not the speckled, but the white.
Qué bonito.
There's an application here, brothers. Hay una aplicación aquí que podemos poner nosotros en práctica.
White and clean, brothers, should be the life and character of his children. Because that's what they're riding. Their horse is white and their robes are white.
Blanca y limpia debe ser la vida y el carácter de sus hijos.
Blanca y limpia.
The Lord is calling us. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. The Bible says, his glory in his heaven.
Sin santidad, nadie verá al Señor.
So if there's anything, brothers, in our life right now that is less than white, less than, the Lord Jesus can cleanse it right now. And that's always, is confess it and repent of it. And you are made clean. You are made clean.
Si hay algo en nuestra vida que no está, que no llega a la blanqueza y la limpieza mencionada aquí, hermanos, algo en mi vida, una actitud, un hábito, cualquier cosa, hermanos, puede, el Señor puede limpiarlo ahorita y puedes quedar blanco. Sí, te, lo confiesas y te arrepientes y quedarás blanco.
That's why Jesus commanded us to confess our sin.
Bueno, el Señor nos mandó que confiésemos nuestro
sin. And the Lord would leave us white.
Isn't that the best way to live? Free of all that yuck, right?
Let's give it up, bro, before the service is over, and give it to the Lord.
Si hay algo en mi vida que no está así, suéltelo. Suéltelo al Señor antes de que se termine este servicio. Y el Señor te va a limpiar. El Señor te va a...
Point three, as we go down more in Revelation, Christ shall rule the nations with absolute power. It's interesting that how he's going to rule, brothers, is mentioned before he even conquers.
He already knows how he's going to rule the world, okay, and the nation.
Cristo gobernará las naciones con poder absoluto.
There's not going to be no United Nations where everybody votes and decides how they're going to, you know, run the world. There's no United Nations. It's just Jesus and those who carry out his orders. That's it.
No va a haber las Naciones Unidas cuando venga Jesús, donde todos votan y cómo vamos a gobernar la tierra y cómo vamos a gobernar las naciones. ¿Verdad?
No va a haber nada de eso. Solo va a ser Jesús. Solo Jesús, hermanos, y todos los que ejecutan sus órdenes. Es lo que va a hacer.
So let's see what it says, starting in verse 15 through 16. Del 15 al 16, ¿qué dice aquí?
From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations. And he will rule them,
there it is,
with the rod of iron.
Okay?
And he treads on the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, and on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
Dice Jesús, de su boca sale una espada afilada para herir con ella las naciones y las regirá con vara de hierro.
Yeah.
De hierro, y él pisa el lagar del vino, del furor, de la ira de Dios Todopoderoso, y en su mano... Su manto y en su muslo tiene un nombre escrito, Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
Awesome. Asombroso, hermano.
Every single person on earth shall bend the knee of submission to Christ. If they haven't done it already, brothers, after he's done with this army, everyone left will bend the knee of submission to Christ. There'll be no Allah, no other religion or anything like that, brothers. It'll be Jesus.
Dice, vamos a ver aquí que cada persona en la tierra doblará la rodilla de sumisión a Cristo, que declarando que Él es Señor de Señores, Rey de Reyes.
I want us to look at that verse mentioned here very clearly in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and through 11.
Me menciona muy claramente este evento que va a ocurrir aquí, pero lo explica aquí Pablo en Filipenses 2, 9 al 11.
It says here, for this reason also God highly exalted him, Jesus, okay, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, a powerful name, brothers, the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, even in hell, brothers, and that they, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yeah? That's coming, brothers. That's coming. Ese por lo cual, dice aquí, Dios también le exaltó. ¿A quién? A Jesús, hasta lo sumo, y le confirió el nombre que es sobre todo nombre, para que al nombre de Jesús se doble toda rodilla de los que están en el cielo, en la tierra y debajo de la tierra. Ese es el infierno, hermanos. Y toda lengua confiese que Jesucristo es Señor para gloria del Padre. Es Señor. Really, brothers, it's talking about the Lordship of Christ here, okay? If He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, brothers, there's no delay. No one's going to say, well, we're going to go back and vote on it, okay? See if we can do this. You just do it because, brothers, He's going to rule them with a rod of iron. Las naciones que quedan, hermano, no van a poder decidir. Vamos a ir a regresar y vamos a votar, vamos a ver si podemos hacer lo que tú estás pidiendo, si podemos pagar ese impuesto al reino. No, hermano, se va a hacer lo que dice el rey, porque con vara de hierro va a gobernar. Now, this is about lordship. Esto se trata del señorío de Jesús. It is our duty, brothers. We're going to live like we should. It is our duty to practice the lordship of Jesus Christ, not the lordship of me, or what I feel I should be doing, or what I feel is convenient. It is about what the Lord Jesus Christ's will is for my life, what His Word says I should be doing. I should be doing. Entonces, la aplicación es que nuestro deber es practicar el señorío de Jesucristo. Que es, si, vivir como si Él es Señor de señores y Rey de reyes sobre mi vida. No voy a esperar hasta que venga ese evento cuando todos tengan que doblar la rodilla. Yo doblo la rodilla ahorita. See, Christians bend the knee right now, brothers, by how they live for the Lord, how they obey the Lord. We bend our knee to Him. Ahorita estamos doblando la rodilla en la manera que obedecemos al Señor y lo ponemos a Él primero, no a mí primero. Lo ponemos a Él, su ministerio primero. Es como estamos doblando la rodilla ahorita. Y eso es practicar el señorío de Jesús. Brothers, it will be so satisfying. When that day comes, brothers, everybody bends the knee. That's what I've been doing since Jesus saved me. And y'all haven't been doing it. Bend the knee. Bend the knee. There'll be an incredible satisfaction that finally the universe recognizes who Jesus is. But he had to rip heaven open and come down, brothers. He had to rip heaven open and come down so that they could see who He is. Va a haber una satisfacción grandísima, hermanos, cuando nosotros, montados sobre los caballos blancos, miremos que todos están doblando la rodilla a nuestro Señor Jesús. Como deben, como deben. Y entre más fieles fuimos, hermanos, más satisfechos nos vamos a sentir. Más satisfechos. Now, point number four. I'm just going to put the scripture up there first before we talk about it. Vamos a ver el punto cuatro, el último. Let's see what it says there. We're going to look at verses 19 through 21. Vamos a ver del 19 al 21. It's only a few verses, but they're packed. They're thick and juicy. Yeah? Solo son pocos los versículos, pero tienen mucha carne. It says, and I saw the beast. Okay? Now, Jesus just appeared, right? He's coming. And he also saw the opposing army, brothers. He says, I saw the beast, that's the Antichrist, and the kings of the earth. You know how many kings there are? At least 10 kings are there. At least 10 kings with each of their armies. That's 10 armies, brothers. At least 10 armies. Okay? The kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him, against Jesus, who sat on the horse, and against his army. Dice, entonces vi, y la bestia, y los reyes de la tierra, y sus ejércitos reunidos para hacer guerra contra el que iba montado en el caballo y contra su ejército. La bestia es el anticristo, claramente. Y hay por lo menos 10 ejércitos contra Jesús, porque hay 10 reyes que están bajo la autoridad de la bestia. Ya hemos estudiado eso. Verse 20, and the beast was seized, brothers. What? Already? And the beast was seized, and with him of the false prophet, who performed the signs in the presence, in his presence, in which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. And the rest, what happened? And the rest were killed with the sword which came from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Dice 20, dice, y la bestia fue apresada, fíjate, ya tan pronto. Y con ella, el falso profeta que hacía señales de su, en su presencia, con las cuales engañaba a los que habían recibido la marca de la bestia y los que adoraban a su imagen, los dos fueron arrojados vivos, vivos, al lago de fuego que arde con azufre. ¿Y los demás qué? Los demás fueron muertos con la espada del que salía de la boca de aquel que montaba el caballo, y todas las aves se saciaron de sus carnes. Brothers, that was incredible. Okay. that's the whole battle of Armageddon right there. Esa es toda la batalla de Armagedón, hermanos. Así pasó, tan breve. That was quick, brothers. Yeah? So Christ shall instantly conquer the opposing armies. Cuando venga Jesús, ¿verdad? Conquistará instantáneamente los ejércitos de sus enemigos. Brothers, sometimes battles can last days. Okay? Days. Yeah? But Jesus did it quick. Muchas batallas duran días. Sometimes years, brothers, as we know them. Yeah, modern war. It's years. Yeah, años dura muchas de las batallas hoy en día. Pero Jesús lo hizo instantáneamente cuando Él regresó. See, first, there was a call. We didn't read this part, verse 17 and 18. There was a call for all the birds to gather to gorge on the soon-to-be corpses. Okay? An angel stood in front of the sun and called all the birds in the surrounding area. Get over here. Okay? Se llamarán las aves, no leímos el versículo 17 y 18, pero las aves para que se engorden de los que pronto serán cadáveres. Right now, brothers, what I hear is there's an incredible amount of birds migrating every single year from Europe to Africa. From Europe to Africa. And they are funneled right over Israel. Okay, because there's desert on the east and the Mediterranean on the west side, and the birds love to go over Israel because that's where they can rest, they can eat, and they can keep going. So all the birds in Europe just funnel through. But that day, the angels say, hold on guys, just make a circle around this area because food is coming. Food is coming. Es dicho, es algo que pasa cada año, hermanos, que todas las aves de Europa, cuando va a llegar el invierno, todos se van al sur y cruzan por arriba de Israel. Por arriba de Israel, todas esas aves que de Europa a África, hermanos, se van porque está muy frío en el norte y tienen que pasar por arriba de Israel porque hay mar y luego hay desierto por los lados y necesitan que descansar y tomar agua, comer agua y comer. Y por ahí se vienen todos y ese día el ángel va a decir, alto, todos aves, dale un círculo a este lugar, porque al ratito van a comer. That's what happens, brothers, verse 17 and 18. And then the 10 armies assemble themselves, we saw, before the Lord, very confident. Who can beat 10 armies? Who can beat 10 armies? Okay? Y luego 10 ejércitos se juntarán contra los ejércitos del Señor Jesús, y muy confiados en sí mismos, esos ejércitos, pues, ¿quién puede ganarle a 10 ejércitos, verdad? Es un ejército más grande que se ha unido en toda la historia humana. But we could say that's probably the biggest army has ever gathered in the history of mankind. 10 armies in one place. Very confident. We got it made, guys. Yeah? Ya la ganamos, están diciendo ellos. And in verse 20, we saw before the battle even begins, brothers, the beast and the false prophet are seized. Their leaders, brothers, are taken prisoners. Y antes de que empiece la batalla, hermanos, la bestia y el falso profeta son tomados captivos. Sus líderes ya se los llevaron. I don't know what happened. They're standing there with their generals, and all of a sudden they go flying in the air with two angels on each side. What's going on? Okay, there goes the top two. And there they are, standing with their mouth open in unbelief. Their leadership has just been taken from them. Y quizás, hermanos, ahí quedaron atónicos, hermanos. Los generales, ahí estaban ellos parados con la bestia, el anticristo y el falso profeta, ahí parados, confiados, charlateando, ¿verdad? Y aparece Cristo y ¡uy! Alguien se lleva
a los dos líderes.
Y allá van volando. There they go. Un ángel en cada lado.
They're taken captive. Well, that didn't last long. And then Jesus shall then speak words of death to his enemies.
Ahí es donde Jesús va a pronunciar palabras de muerte para sus enemigos.
We talked about the eyes, brothers, how Jesus has eyes of love and mercy for us, but he's also given us words of life, of hope through the scriptures. Words of peace, peace with him, with the Father because of what he did on the cross.
Ha hablado mucho. Hemos visto ya los ojos que Dios tiene para con nosotros, ojos de misericordia y de amor, pero también Él nos ha dado palabras de vida, nos ha dado palabras de paz, de salvación para nosotros.
But he can also speak words of death.
También puede hablar Él palabras de muerte, no solo de vida.
Lázaro, sal de la tumba.
Palabras de vida.
When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Those are words of life. But on this day, He speaks words of death.
I'm not going to try to say exactly what He said. But whatever he says, brothers, was like a sword, and it slew the entire ten armies.
En ese momento no sabemos exactamente lo que dijo, pero sus palabras salieron como una espada y mató a los diez.
Application. This passage should stimulate the righteous or to live righteously, brothers. It should stimulate us to live righteously.
Este pasaje debe estimular la vida recta para los santos. La vida recta para los santos.
By the grace of God, it's not us on the floor there. It's us on the horse.
Por la gracia de Dios, no será nosotros tirados ahí en la tierra con ese suceso. Pero por la gracia de Dios, estamos sentados sobre los caballos junto con...
Because He chose you to be His.
Él escogió a nosotros que seamos...
He gave us the faith to trust it, to trust on what He did on the cross, to cleanse us.
Y nos dio Él la fe para que confiáramos en lo que Él hizo por nosotros sobre la cruz, para limpiarnos y perdonar.
So righteous, white and justicia, blanco y limpio. Practicando el Señorío de Jesús.
Practicing the Lordship of Jesus Christ here on earth.
Bending the knee, brothers, every day. And obeying Him and putting Him first in all that we
do. Y doblando la rodilla cada día.
Poniéndolo a Él primero, su palabra primero sobre mi vida,
antes que la mía.
Lord is calling us to live righteous.
Que vivamos.
Father, thank you so much for loving and choosing.
Thank you, Father, for making us victorious. Thank you that we will have ride on white horses.
The honor to wear white and few words
in our life.
Here on earth.
Gracias, Señor, que nos has amado.
Gracias que ese plan que tú tienes para nosotros, Señor, que vas a regresar a ser fiel y verdadero, vas a regresar a la tierra como dijiste, Señor.
Y gracias por el privilegio y la gracia que vendremos contigo, victoriosos, montados sobre caballos blancos junto contigo, Señor.
Oh, obra a nosotros la santidad y la limpieza y la blanqueza, Señor. Por cual nos vamos a estar vestidos, límpianos ahorita, Señor, de esa actitud, Señor, de esas palabras que hemos hablado, Señor, de esos ojos, Señor, que se han extraviado, límpianos, que podamos practicar.
So, Father, now, Lord, cleanse us, and make us white of any attitude, of any thought, any words, Lord, that were less than worthy of the blood that was shed, because white and that we might walk in holiness and love and forgiveness should.
And all God's people.